There have been a number of cases. Two of them have been dismissed, including the one where I was challenging my suspension. The two have been dismissed by the court. Not completely unexpected, but they've led to expected an outcome from certain courts and things like that. It's the reality of the country we live in. So that's where we are. We still have two other cases. There could be more around in very same matter. So we still try and give the court a bit of space to give whatever they call justice, and we await the outcomes.
How are you feeling about all this, the impact of all this on the council operations?
Okay, at a personal level, the decision suspending has been received and taken on board by myself. A lot of people are more angry than I am. I'm at peace with it. Okay, but in terms of council operations, yes, certainly there are arrangements in place. There is an acting mayor, councillors are there, members and teams are there. But the current apprehension around the suspended mayor, the issue of bringing finality to the appointment of the town clerk, which we thought we had done, which has been challenged, they created a lot of uncertainty around a lot of areas. Some areas, some issues that need attention are long-standing. They've been with us for a long time, like salary arrears, other arrears, service delivery issues. Those things require concrete, stable leadership on both arms of council, the policymaker level and the executive level. So the current impact is most unhealthy and it's poorly timed for the crisis that the city is facing.
Do you still think that the minister aided in suspending you?
There is nothing that we did as council. There's nothing that I did as a leader of council and mayor that I would regret.